Calendar's going backwards. So are my clocks. Every hour, every day now, the past is coming up fast. The future I had been counting on optimistically is now in the rear view, objects not closer than they appear, fading into the distance. Can this be possible? Have we stumbled into some kind of wormhole, some alternate reality? Am I living my life in reverse? Today, for instance, it was decreed by executive order that there are only two sexes, male and female. A few days ago, we had a moving scale of gender identity. You could even change sex if you wanted to. But not today. Today was a few years ago. Women could serve in the military, even, lucky them, go into combat. But the clock ticked backwards overnight. Another few days and women will be back in the kitchen, cooking dinner for us men. I can't explain it. I just wake up every day farther in the past. While I was sleeping, apparently the old president became the new president. Maybe he ordered the clocks turned back. Hell if I know. Yesterday we thought gays and trans should be given the same rights as everyone else. We thought immigration was what made this country great. Cheap labor, if nothing else, a melting pot with minimum wage as a fire boiling the pot beneath it. Now we're rounding up the foreigners, setting up internment camps, loading detainees on trains. Is it still 2025, or have we slipped into the World War II calendar? I'm at a loss to explain it, and now I'm afraid to go to sleep, fearing what a backwards Ichabod Crane will find. Maybe I've been wrong all these years. Maybe sex is binary, and the Bible is right. Maybe minorities should stay in their place, at the bottom. Maybe slavery was okay and the South understood American capitalism better than me. Maybe we Americans have nothing to learn from the past, certainly nothing to be embarrassed by. I sure hope so, because we're going back there. They say those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. I'm starting to think we didn't forget it. We were just afraid of the future.